time.
We are Buff Morph!
The back end improvements at KB Willett. So you'll improve the ice and the refrigeration system. But I had also heard that they may be making some press box improvements to accommodate the UW Stevens Point hockey program. This is their home ice, which is too bad because the balcony where we call this game really is a great sight line. I mean, it's right over the red line, just above the benches. You're close to the ice, so that's great. And yet you have just enough elevation that that calling the game here is really nice. Just wish we got to call more Everest goals when we come to visit. So next year, when we lace them up again, KB Willett Arena will look a little bit different. KB Willett's just got bleachers all the way around, so not a lot of comfort for the fans here. Teams will be coming back out onto the ice in just a moment. Should Spash bump up this lead to 7-1, we go into running time, so there is the potential that this third period could play quite quickly, depending on how the puck bounces. The one goal for the Evergreens came back in the first period. Ty Treader left it for trailing Grant Ortel, who scored from close range. Made it 2-1. Spash with four unanswered since then. Waiting for our officials to come back out onto the ice and then the teams to follow. There is the prompting horn to get this third period underway in just a few moments. Let's see if memory serves. Our officiating crew enters through the Everest entrance down to our left. There they come. Zebras out. And now the team soon to follow. Again, playoff hockey on Tuesday. The East Merrill Co-op team plays at Rhinelander. The winner of that, Lucky Ducks, get to play Spash. And the Evergreens, as a number 4 seed, won't play until Thursday when they'll play number 5 seed, Wisconsin Rapids. That game is on Fox Sports Radio as well. Evergreens are making a goalie change. Jared Kaczmarczyk comes into goal for the Evergreens. Jared Kaczmarczyk to take over. So Ethan Hurt, first game back. Ethan makes 26 saves but allows 6 goals. Spencer Wiersba is still in net down at the other end, so the Spash team has their number one between the pipes. Puck drops, and the third period is underway. Again, so Jared doesn't play with a lot of margin for error here. If he gives up a goal, the game goes into running time. Evergreens 3-on-2. Ty Treader tried to get that center to Ortel. Puck popped away by Trey Mentz. Spash counterattacking. Holding up there is Norgren. Feeds that ahead. Kaczmarczyk's first chance is a save. Lunges out forward against Barrett Brooks. Brooks making a play for a hat trick there. And Kaczmarczyk lunges forward and saves it. Both Kaczmarczyk and Ethan Hurt are juniors. Kaczmarczyk is a little bit smaller, and he's a transfer into the Everest District. He was in Mosinee a year ago. Spash wins the offensive zone faceoff back out to the blue line. Shot blocked, didn't get through. Evergreens looking for a counterattacking chance. Let's see if Grant Ortel can win the race to this down the other end. Ortel carries behind the net, tried to center that in front, rode up the stick of Dylan Butner. Butner still holds from the near side boards, tried to flick that on, bouncing puck. Spencer Wiersba thought about covering it up, leaves it for one of his defensemen. Spash comes back the other way. Over the stick of Jellick for the Evergreens, goes into the corner. Leo Knapp is there for Spash. Tried to get that in front, adds in the skates of Brady Dillingham, his teammate. Tried to get it back to the blue line, it goes out of the zone. Evergreens, here's Ty Treader. Treader shot off Wiersba's glove and out of play. That was the Evergreens' best look at the net in a long, long time. The Evergreens didn't get a chance like that in the second period at all. offensive zone faceoff as it went out of play off the smashed goalie. Ben Pelequin will take the draw. Pelequin wins it. And here's Justin Jakubik. Jakubik now fanning his Pelequin, trying to get that there. Pelequin's a frustrated hockey player right now. Had the hand pass earlier. It was halfway down the circle, pretty close range, and didn't get blade on puck. Instead, it's behind the net. Spash takes it away. 15 minutes to decide this one. Evergreen's trailing 6-1. Along the near side board, Spash comes forward, moves it at center ice. There's another great pass ahead to Austin Conley. Conley got that a little out in front of him. Kazmierczyk stick-checked that aside. Jared's come in, got two saves. Hasn't allowed any past him, so that's a good sign. Spash tries to send this out to the blue line, goes over the stick of Jake Minch and out of the zone. Spash wins all the pucks at neutral ice here. Onside is Noah Sperlin. Sperlin just overskated it. Taken away by the Evergreens. Dylan Shiro cross ice. There's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell's onside. Bunnell trying to get that ahead for Alex Griffin. Spash takes the puck right back. Evergreens here in the defensive zone. Spash almost caught on a change. Evergreens advance forward with Colby Schmidt. Now into the corner, picking it up is Alex Griffin. Griffin tried to center it, instead reaching out and covering it is Spencer Wiersba, the Spash goalie. Wiersba's been a little more active here in the second period. 14 and a half to play. Spash still leads by 5 goals, 6-1. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Brady Bunnell will take the draw. Back to the blue line. It's held in by Parker Hurt. Hurt tried to flick that on goal, didn't get through, deflects into the corner. Evergreens, while overskating the puck, is Alex Griffin. Spash coming back the other way with Trey Zagzebski. Zagzebski scored the first goal way back in the early stages of the first period. Here's Jake Minch behind the net. Minch tried to center that in front, popped up. Kacprzyk didn't know where the puck was. It's off safely in the corner, out of danger for the moment. Jelic tries to clear that out. Spash got it pinned up along the far side board, sent into the corner. Closest player to it is Parker Hurt for the Evergreens. And the Evergreens get it out of the zone at least, but Spash picks it up right at the red line. Moving forward is Jake Minch. Minch carries it in himself. Minch goes behind the boards where he's engaged by Parker Hurt. Oh, Hurt got him off the puck there and got it out of the zone. Spash holds it along the near side boards, have to touch up. Now Spash is on a change. Parker Hurt's been active this shift. Pretty good shift here for Parker. Gets the puck ahead now for Eddie Zinda on the ice. Eddie Zinda tried to play this behind. So the Evergreens using that fourth line, a little more depth here in this 6-1 kind of non-competitive game. Spash is behind the net, centered back in front. Shot saved by Kacprzyk. Glove save. Denies Barrett Brooks. And Brooks starts the period with 2 goals and an assist. And he's gotten what? That's his second pretty good look at the net in his bid for the hat trick tonight. Spash gets an offensive zone faceoff, and Zagzebski will take the draw against the Evergreens. Jakubik goes behind the net for Spash in front, a little bit behind the Spash player, trying to get that out. Goes out to the blue line, Austin Johnson. Johnson gets it back, shot badly misfired, well wide of the far post. Still held in. Evergreens trying to get on this puck. Spash faster to it. Trey Zagzebski shot, scores. 7-1. Trey Zagzebski had the first goal of the night, and now he's got the last one. That's 5 unanswered goals by Stevens Point to make it 7-1. Goal comes at 4:17 of the third period. First goal of period number 3. So now Zagzebski also has hat trick possibilities as we will play the rest of the game in running time after the even strength goal. Spash takes the puck away, far side, and carrying it in is Leo Knapp. Knapp is also a goal scorer. Lost it behind the net. Evergreens in the defensive end try and move this puck forward. Now hit from behind, not called there against Ty Trenner. Skating in with the puck here is Grady Dillingham. Lost it to the corner. Evergreens try and get this out. No assist awarded there. Trey Zagzebski all by his lonesome to make it 7-1. Now under 12 minutes to play in the game. Evergreen's carry to the offensive zone. It's in the far corner. Centered. It's behind the Everest player, Dylan Shiro. Shiro is going to get a good look at the net if that came to the right side. And now from the corner, put in front, deflected off Shiro's stick. That was right in the, just outside the crease. Still along the near side boards. Evergreen's doing a good job holding this zone at least. And now Spash breaks out. Has to wait along the near side boards to stay onside. Evergreen's take advantage. Spash comes right back. Onside is Brady Dillingham. Dillingham to the corner. Tough angle on the backhand for Leo Knapp. Wide. Now in front, Kacperchek got his stick out, sends it off to the side. By my count, Kacperchek has stopped four and has allowed one past it. Kacperchek is on in place of Ethan Hurt, who played periods one and two and allowed six of the seven goals that are on the scoreboard right now. That's sent all the way down the ice, icing by the Evergreens. Spash will get an offensive zone faceoff. We are brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau's west side. Stop it at Baseman's for all your footwear needs, Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots at Baseman Shoe and Clothing, a trusted name for 80 years. Off the faceoff, that went on goal, stick save by Kacperchek. Got the stick down on the near side post. 10.5 to play in this one. Evergreen's down by 6 goals. Evergreen's bounced that off the boards. This will be a wave-off icing. Went off one of the Spash players along the far side board. Stevens Point will retreat back in their own end. This third period is going to play fast as Spash is up by 6. Spash is offside there. Lucas Weinkauf on the near side boards was over before the puck came in. The Brainerd Funeral Home says, we are here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home, proud sponsor of local high school sports. Evergreens are getting buried tonight. Evergreens' Brady Bunnell will take this draw. Goes back to the Spash defensive end. Spash possesses there. Will Mason moves that puck ahead to Noah Sperlin. Evergreen's got a stick on it, sent it back in. That was Brady Bunnell. In the corner in the Everest zone, Evergreen's hold this while shot from the blue line, put on by Parker Hurt. Stick save by Wiersba. Didn't have a lot of velocity on that, not the hardest save. Smash sends the puck all the way down and ices. Evergreen's 11 offensive zone faceoff coming here. And the Evergreens will ask Brady Bunnell to take this draw. It's to Spencer Wiersba's right. Evergreens win it, go back to the blue line. Jelic tries to get that centered. It's in front while feeding that goalie. Was screened for a moment and put on goal by Brady Bunnell, but a pad save at the last minute by Wiersba. Wiersba's reflexes are so good that sometimes, even when you see that his reaction time's a little reduced, he's still so fast, just so cat-like. He got the pads down there. Saw one back in the second period where Wiersba was screened, so his glove comes out at the last minute, just snaps that puck right out of the air. Smash has iced the puck again. Offensive zone faceoff. Eddie Zinda will take the draw for the Evergreens. 8.5 left. Spash wins the draw. They're behind the net. In the skates of one of the Spash players in the neutral zone, Evergreens now send it to the near side boards. Chasing there is Quinton Shiro. Goes around. Spash faster to the puck. Long pass ahead. Adrian Botcher for Stevens Point. First time we're calling his name. Evergreens take the puck away. Red line, blue line. And Zinda carries it in for the Evergreens. Zinda lost it behind the net. Spash comes away. Spash got a number 4 line out here now. Spash at center ice. Wow, quick to it. And Jake Minch is on now. Minch is one of the starters. Got a penalty coming up here. Both teams getting a change. No, beg your pardon. No penalty. Stevens Point offside. Offensive zone faceoff. And just outside the Spash blue line. Spash controls backwards. Now forward while right on the tape ahead to Barrett Brooks. So Brooks is going to get another shift or two tonight. And Brooks or Zagzewski both bid for the hat trick. blast from the blue line. Cole Bielke, big slap shot, high velocity, just wide of the near side post. Spash takes it back. Barrett Brooks. Brooks carries in off the blocker. Kacmercek with a save. Evergreens look to clear this out. Now under 7 minutes to play in the game. Evergreens have this ahead to Dylan Butner. Butner had to come off his stick to Barrett Brooks again. Spash is offside. Got a whistle. Yeah, Stevens Point possessed the puck. They were offside. Barrett Brooks didn't like that he was upended. He thinks just after the whistle. Brooks is going to play on. In fact, they've got Brooks and Zagzebski both out on the ice for this offensive zone faceoff, both with two goals today. Put into the zone, into the corner. Spash will chase from there. The Evergreens player back is Kyle Jaglinski. Jaglinski is behind his own net. Jaglinski, a little too much stick handling, just lost the puck to Spash along the near side boards. Backhanded by Barrett Brooks into the corner. Under 6 minutes to play. That came out in front. Brooks was close to it. The Evergreens take the puck away off Brooks' stick. Near side boards now out of the zone. Wave off icing went off one of the Stevens Point players. Spash goes all the way back to their defensive goal line. Evergreens chasing. Spash comes forward 3-on-1 if they hurry. Dwayne Hoyer near side boards. Hoyer tried to flick that ahead. Save! Trey Zagzebski denied along the near side post by Kacmercek. Jared's not played bad here in the third period. Not bad at all. Comes out of the zone on that rebound. Spash at the red line. Bouncing puck ahead for Austin Conley. Conley tried to leave that for a trailer. Evergreens take it away 2-on-2. Evergreens have Treader and Dylan Shiro, and Treader lost the puck. Spash coming back. Evergreens have three players back. Fighting through it is the Stevens Point player. Save again by Kacmercek on the far side post. Denied Trey Zagzebski. Evergreens counterattacking. Carrying this puck in is Dylan Shiro. Shiro puts that on goal, and it's a save by Wiersba. Now under 5 minutes to play in the third period. The period started with the Evergreens trailing 6-1. They trail 7-1 now. Ben Pelequin's going to take the offensive draw against Nick Norgang. Bounced towards the net, goes behind, and the Evergreens will fight for it with Jakubik. Wow, Spash player upended there, a physical sequence. Jakubik still battling for the puck. Evergreens play again Monday in a no-radio game against Wapaka from the near side board. Shot on goal for the Evergreens. Save. Ben Pelequin with a save. Ben Pelequin denied, rather, by Spencer Wiersba. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Pelequin takes it. Jakubik on the far side boards. Now, puck came free in front for a moment, and Spash took it right back. Trying to hold in blue line is Jaglinski. Jaglinski sends it to the corner. Pelequin fights for it. Behind the net, Dylan Shiro. Can he get it centered? Comes back out. Goalie is screened wide on the shot by Nathan Spooner. Beg your pardon, it's Ryan Stevens. Stevens, 12, not Spooner's 22. Under 4 minutes to play. Evergreens from the far side boards. Pelequin put it on well wide. Went just outside the crease. The near side boards. Spash long. Cross ice pass. Off the stick of Will Mason. Came in too hot. Sent to the corner. We reached the 3 minute mark of the third period. Spash has added one goal to their lead, making it 7-1. And the Evergreens have not generated a lot of offensive opportunities for themselves. Everest doesn't have numbers here, but carrying the puck out is Dylan Shiro. Shiro holds up, will send it to the corner. Bouncing puck there. The Evergreens are on a change. Spash comes back out with it. Parker Netsky for the Evergreens tried to hold that puck. And Parker hurt. Hurt was good his last shift, and he's out there again. But Spash is in the offensive zone, trying to get that centered. Alex Falkowski for the Evergreens cleared it out. Yep, there's Falkowski. Spash is back in their own defensive end. Starts a rush going cross ice. Moving forward is Luka Winekoff. Winekoff near side boards. Overskated the puck. Evergreens come back the other way. Alex Falkowski again. He overskated the puck too. Both teams have their secondary players out at this point. Nathan Spooner for the Evergreens fights along the near side boards with Parker Hurt. Hurt just leveled a big hit there in the corner. Evergreens can't clear the zone yet, though. 2 minutes to play. Evergreens with a pass to the near side. Evergreens secondary players are working hard. Tried to move that ahead for Brady Bunnell, who's out there now. Evergreens give the puck away, coming back here. Is that Trey Zagzebski still on the ice? I'm not sure about this. Zagzebski against the second screeners. It's out in front. That came to Marcus Pondrowski, and it's a stick save by Kacmercek. 90 seconds left until final horn in this 7-1 match. Spash is back in their defensive end. Start their rush here. Zinda just tripped one of the Spash players. They're going to call him for it. Eddie Zinda will go to the box. Zinda on a trip. So Spash is going to end the game on a power play. Penalty comes at 15:37. Zinda for tripping. Spash is 2 for 2 on the power play tonight. Beg your pardon, not Zinda, Quentin Shiro. 15, not 5. Not sure if they have that posted right. I did think that it was Zinda. Evergreens clear it all the way down the ice. Minute 10 left in the game. And Spash will end skating with a man advantage. Carrying forward is Trent Mentz. Mentz is onside. Dylan Butler engaged him. It's out in front. Kacmercek down low, save. Now 1 minute left. Holding in is a penalty is indeed on Shiro, not Zinda. From the blue line, shot loose in front for a moment and sticked aside by the Evergreens' Brandon Jelic. Jelic was the goalie's friend there. 40 seconds left till final horn. Comes out of the line, hand pass ahead by Stevens Point. Have an offensive zone faceoff. Just 30 seconds left in the game here. And Stevens Point's going to celebrate a convincing victory. Offensive zone faceoff will be taken by Grant Ortell of the Evergreens. So the Evergreens are going to manage just one goal tonight. 10 seconds left to the corner. Spash chases. And Spash will possess back in their own defensive end. 5-4-3. That's going to do it. Congratulations to the Stevens Point Panthers. They were much better than the Evergreens tonight. The final score is 7-1. We'll be back to recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.